Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is January the 27th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Exodus chapters 28 to 30. God desires to dwell among his people. We read in Exodus chapter 29 verses 45 and 46 like this. The words of God, I will dwell among the children of Israel and will be their God, and they shall know that I am the Lord their God who brought them up out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. I am the Lord their God. When God commenced his creation of the earth and all the plants, animals, fishes and birds, he saw that it was good, but not good enough. So God made man in his own image and likeness and remarked that it was very good. God then situated the man he had created in a garden eastward in Eden and gave him everything that he needed for his daily sustenance, including a companion or a helper for fellowship. Through it all, God wanted to have a close fellowship with man and woman. However, due to disobedience and sin, Adam and Eve were driven out of the Garden of Eden, and God's desire for fellowship was temporarily put on hold. The descendants of Adam and Eve became wicked to that extent that God had to destroy everyone through the flood except for Noah and his family. The descendants of Noah became proud and sinful again, so God had to scatter them all over the earth by confusing their language. From among them, God chose Abraham, who obeyed his call, unlike Adam, and separated his descendants from Egypt in order to have a close fellowship that he had always longed for. This is the backdrop of the key passage for today, where God expresses his desire to dwell among his people and be their God as a ruler, sustainer, and guide. What we learn subsequently is that due to sin, pride, unbelief, and rebellion, God could never truly fulfill his desire to dwell among his people. In the fullness of time, God sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who came to earth and lived among us. As we read in John chapter 1 verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. However, soon after his own people crucified him on the cross, but before ascending to heaven, Jesus promised us that he will be with us always, even to the end of the age. Jesus also promised to send us the Holy Spirit who will dwell with us forever. And this is what we read in John chapter 14 verses 16 to 18 like this. The words of Jesus, and I will pray the Father and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. True to his promise, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost to the 120 people waiting in the upper room for the promise of the Father. Today, the gift of the Holy Spirit is available to all who are willing to repent from the sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you willing to allow God to dwell in your heart and have an intimate fellowship with you every moment of your life? We read in Acts chapter 2 verses 38 and 39 like this. The words of Apostle Peter, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children, and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call.